What's going on, everyone? You're now tuned into Double M Live, brought to you by Bet Online AG. This is the 100th episode, part two. This one's a really dope episode. We get into success and legacy, and there's a lot of crowd interaction. Once again, this is the 100th episode, part two, brought to you by Bet Online AG. Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, sports, and news developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NLF futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and, of course, your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's easy to get started, so head to the website today and use our mobile device to sign up today and use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. All right, guys, enjoy this episode. Let us know what you think, and we'll see you guys next week.
Jack, we got new Double M hits in here, bro. They don't remember the sorry, bro.
Let's get our seats.
Grab your seats, get comfortable. Sam, bro, we need you. You big at this part, Sam. I know those friends asking about drinks and whatnot. There are still drinks available.
Can we get the lights dimming again? I liked how it was last time.
Oh, yeah. Get comfortable. Sam, bro, don't go too far because you're going to be definitely needed at this portion.
Yeah, Sam, I see you.
Direct them to their seats.
Sam, I see you.
Nah, Brian, what's that? What you got there, Brent? Ah, we're going to talk to you.
Stripe in the building, by the way.
Real stripe in the building.
I see it.
The one and only real mechanic.
There's only one stripe in the building tonight.
Real mechanic things.
Please get your seats, get in your... There's some seats in the front, too.
Yeah, there's some available.
Fellas, make sure there's no lady standing, fellas. There shouldn't be a woman standing at all. So if you are sitting down, fellas, and there's a lady standing, shame on you.
Also a chop.
I need a no stiff back real quick.
But they know about that.
I need a no stiff back real quick for the mechanic.
All your waistline. No stiff back. Real punt.
What time for the mechanic.
What a time.
Oh, can we, for everybody in here, if you're not hit, maybe you are hit. I gotta give Marv his flowers real quick. Because if some people remember, during the pandemic, everybody was locked inside, couldn't go anywhere. DJ Me said, you know what? I'm going to go on IG Live and just play music for the people. And it started off as, you know, let me just give the people some music. And the crazy thing is, you call it musical therapy now. But even in the beginning, it was musical therapy then. But you called it, or we called it, I don't know how we came, Club Exhibit. And you know, it was a thing on Thursday nights. People pulled up to Marv's IG, hopped in his live, tuned into his music, Marv talking to the people. I mean, I couldn't go anywhere in the crib next to Marv, so I'm drinking in the live too.
We got fucked.
Oh, I mean, where were we gonna go? We couldn't do anything, we couldn't go anywhere, we was locked inside. So we had a grand old time on IG Live with these people in here who pulled up to Club Exhibit on Thursday nights, hosted by Marv.
Okay, MVP Mer. Mer was MVP on the line.
A lot of people pulled up to that.
Sam got his glass up.
Mer was ready to fight me a couple of Thursday nights.
We had family feuds. Yeah. We had Jeopardy.
So yeah, shout out to Marv holding down those Thursday nights during the pandemic. Real slow for a lot of people. Here's the thing. It was Marv, Club Exhibit. It was Tory Lanez.
Oh, people said some. You said Tory Lanez, I heard no.
Tory Lanez and Quarantine Radio.
Quarantine Radio was crazy.
And then if you say the real late, where's Kwame at? Kwame, what that man used to say?
Go crazy.
That was a real late. IG Live. I think they canceled that. The owner of IG came out and canceled it. But anyways, let's get everybody ready for the second half of the... I said I was not drinking. I don't want that one. I need this one. Yes, the water. We're going to get into the second half of the show. We got a couple of topics that we want to present to not only our special guest here with us that we're going to have a conversation
with. That's awesome.
But we also want to present it to the people who are here with us. We have Sam here with the hot mic. So if you feel in a certain type of way about these topics, one thing about Double M Live, we want you to hop on the mic and speak your mind. And don't hold back. Let the people know what you're feeling, what you're thinking. And we gonna know. Keep that away from me. I don't want any Henny. I don't want it.
Bring Marv over here.
I don't want Marv over here.
I'll take one too.
So can we jump right in, Marv?
Yeah.
All right, let's jump right in. One topic again. We want you to answer this. And while our guest answers this, we want people to be ready to answer this too. But it's ready to go. First conversation we want to have, H. What does success mean to you? People have a lot of ideas of success. They want to be the richest person. They want to have the fanciest things, you know, all types of stuff. Success can mean different things to different people. You know, everybody's different. Everybody's mentality and thoughts are different. So what does success mean to you, H? And at the same time, please, in the audience, be ready because we want to hear your thoughts and opinions as well. But we're going to start with our special guest here, H.
So success to me obviously means, you know, being advanced and being at a top level of whatever you're doing, whatever you want to do, you know, being in a, you know, the top tier of that range is success, of course, but also like doing it and being happy, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you can do something and be in the top level and not be happy and be miserable, and that's not successful. You know what I mean? That's, you know what I mean? You have success. You know, success in a field, but that's not successful. Successful is doing what you want to do in a field and being happy and enjoying every minute of it. I always say, like, the doing whatever you're doing, it's not so much the goal, but it's the journey. You know what I mean? So going through something and losing and getting the skills to overcome that step that you just lost in, you know, that's the journey, that's the fun in it, and that's where you become successful, if that makes sense.
So yeah, so you're talking about like, you can have success within the journey that you're going through. So it doesn't have to be the end point. It doesn't have to be the finish line. I think that's where there's a big, that's what people fight themselves with, is, oh, I haven't reached the end point. But what the hell is the end point?
That's what I'm saying. I would say nobody in this room, I can't count nobody's age, but I would say nobody in this room is over 37, 40 maybe. 40. Sam's close. I love you, Sam. No, but, hey, I told you I would pick out someone tonight. You know what I mean? So, but nobody in this room is 40, and I know that. Debatable, but you know what I mean. And so to know that, to think that you found your end goal before 40 is not realistic. There's people that are 60, 70, 80 who haven't found their end goal. You know what I mean. So it's just a matter of just going through what you're going through, and you're gonna find a lot of success. And then after that success, there's more success waiting for you, no matter what age you are. You know what I mean. So I don't put time on it.
Can I say something real quick, Mike?
Go ahead.
When you said this, it brought me back to Dwayne Haskins.
For those
who don't know, Dwayne Haskins, 24-year-old quarterback who passed away just recently, a week ago. And people who are familiar with the story, they know that there was this bozo, Adam Schefter, who came out and when he reported his death, he reported how he was unsuccessful as a quarterback in the NFL. And it brought me to thinking how success should never be tied to your career, ever in life. that you should tie what you're doing as a career, as success. We're talking about a 24-year-old black man who made it to the NFL from the hood.
Got drafted, yep.
And we're talking about how he didn't have Adam Schefter's presumption of success and felt like to report his death, he had to tie in his career. And instead of tying in, he's a brother, a father, a husband, 24-year-old who just lost his life. And so that really got me thinking about what the is success? Why are we tying success to career? So when you brought that question up, it just brought me back to Dwayne Haskins.
I'm going to say something as well. And again, success can mean many different things for people. One way I view success is how people are moving around me. When I say that, I mean the people within my circle. I don't have a large friend circle. I have my brothers who I value very, very much so. And for me personally, my success is seeing my brothers succeed at whatever they're trying to do and grind at and reach, seeing them happy, seeing them make it to wherever they're trying to make it to, see them achieve or promote or whatever the case may be. I see them making those moves, and I, in a sense, find that as being successful for me because I'm a part of their lives in some way, shape, or form. And if I'm saying something, if I'm doing something, if I'm speaking positively in their lives, I feel like as they make moves, them considering me as a friend, them considering me as a brother, I'm contributing to their success and whatever it is they're trying to reach and do and get done. So that's one way I view success for me personally.
That's dope, bro.
Shout out to my brothers in the building.
Hey, T-Mac.
Oh, first person up. And please, again, it's open. Mic's open.
Please do tap in.
You just got to speak a little loudly.
It's not.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, everyone. Is it working?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It's working.
Here's T-Mac, guys. Here's T-Mac. That's how the show always went.
Hello. That's better. Thank you. Don't give me the broken one. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
How are you guys doing? Success to me, and I'm going to emphasize the to me, because I feel like, you know, success is, like, personal and what you consider, not what someone else does or how someone else views it. So I feel like for me, it's just being like genuine to yourself and being genuinely happy and content with what you have. Because as long as you're comparing yourself to someone else and what they have, you're never going to feel successful. So I feel like finding those little goals that you achieve, like that's success. Like never compare yourself to what someone else is doing because you don't know what they had or how they had it. Like just focus on you. And as long as you're going where you want to go and doing what you got to do, like you're successful. You know?
Shout out to T-Mac. Anybody else feel that they want to add? Come on up. The mic is hot. Sam has it. Nah, Sam might need to hold that mic just in case. Maybe I'll switch it back.
Nah, it works. You just got to get close to it.
Ah.
Right there in the back.
Come on up. Come on up. This dude Pete took another puff real quick. Thank you. We seen that blue light.
I seen that.
We
one
seen
more,
that.
One
puff.
More, real quick.
Slick guy.
Was hitting.
Got the lungs ready to speak.
They,
I got you.
They said to come to the stage, bro.
Yes.
Floor is yours.
Come on up.
All right. So success for me is more so of being happy in your journey. It doesn't have to have an end result, but at the end of the day, it's something that you can pass on to other generations. I'm successful and I'm happy. As long as I'm happy and my son is happy, that's what matters to me. That's success.
Ah, appreciate you, appreciate you. Again, mic is open. Come on up if you feel like you want to add your two cents. This is what Double M is all about.
Don't be shy.
Come on up. Yes, please. We got a mic. We got a seat so everybody can see you in the front as well.
Safe space.
Hi, y'all.
That's the winner right here. First off, give it up for the winner one time.
Hey, there's a seat for you.
That's the winner real quick.
She want to stay. She want to stay. Everybody keeps seeing her outfit. We get it.
But I feel like happiness is more of an internal thing. For example, like if you feel personally fulfilled in what you gear to be successful. For example, like mental health, because I'm going to school to be a therapist, okay? I'm going to be there too. But if you've made those small goals of like waking up, that alone is something successful. Not a lot of people think about that, but it really is a successful goal that you've made without like making it a goal. So like if it's something like super personal and more than a materialistic thing, like you know, generational wealth or what have you, but if it's more internal and with you, I believe that someone who would design that to be successful. Does that make sense?
Yes. We got you.
I'm lit and I'm saying some great stuff.
Me too. Don't do that. Me too.
Hey, thank you. Anybody else? The mic is still open.
Sam, what you think successful is, man?
Sam, what's up? Sam's ready to speak.
Sam, what's up? You then her. I want to hear what you got to say, but you first.
Let her go first, Sam, please.
My fault. Ladies first. Ladies first. Ladies first.
Sam, come on, bro. Take a seat, brother. We might be here for a second.
Thank you, Alfred.
Thank you so much, Spatoni.
Sam, take a seat.
Hey, man, want to stand, bro. You want to stand.
To be honest, I don't really need to.
Talk your shit, man. Talk your shit.
All I do is talk, so I done got pretty good at I'm a simple man. Yep. Like, all my happiness comes from the happiness I see in the people around me. I'm nothing without my tribe. I'm nothing without my community. I'm nothing without the people that have built me up. So every time I see one of them succeed, as long as I know that I played a part, I'm successful. You know, I truly believe in the only way any of us make it there is if we all bring somebody with us. So, you know, every time someone brings me along their journey to success, and I bring someone with me on that journey, and that person brings someone else, next thing you know, we look behind us and the whole team is there. So success is simple. Every time I turn around, I see somebody I love smiling. That's a successful day for me.
Preach. I like that.
Preach.
V.
Come on up.
Turn on the mic. I think he turned it off.
Hey, y'all. It's me again. So honestly, I think like a lot of times we kind of like forget who the real goal is. And like success for me is definitely having God in my life.
It is Good Friday.
Not to get preachy, but to be honest, like, I'm not perfect. You feel me? Like, I do some things that aren't in alignment with God. But to be honest, like, if I don't have God, I have nothing. So success to me is knowing that I have God. No matter what I do, where I'm at, who I'm with. Like, right now I have a gummy, but I know God is beside me. You feel me? So that's what the definition of success is for me.
I will drink the good wine to that.
Yeah, and, you know... I don't want to get, like, too preachy, but honestly, like, yo, God is the goal. Like, there be some times, like, some shit happens in my life, and I be like, yo, God, yo, you the goal. Like, so success is definitely having God, because without him, you are absolutely nothing. And, like, when you know you got God in you, there's nothing nobody can do or say or, like, try to stop you from. Like, you know God gonna come through, so... That's
the
definition of happiness.
She let's go. She preaching. She gave a quick sermon.
Beautiful.
Any yes, I did not go to the Good Friday service, but
do we have one more before we continue on? Oh yeah, come on up, Chanel. Okay, Chanel.
Okay, hey everybody. I love this shit. I love black people. I love seeing this whole shit together. No bullshit. So, I feel like I love everybody's answers, but I'm honestly on stage to kind of challenge what you said a little bit more, because you talked a little bit about how it's weird how some people kind of tie success to people's career. Mm-hmm. So, last year I got a new job or whatever, and I've been just talking to people today, and it's like really funny. They're like, oh, how you doing? You know, what you got going on? And we're going back and forth and everything. So I'm going to tie my feeling towards success towards my career, because I work in athletics. I didn't even know I was going to be working in athletics, whatever. But I feel like if I get a student athlete who I link up to with an internship, that's just successful to me. Like, yeah. If I get a student to apply to grad school, I'm like, yo, that shit's lit to me. If I help one of my, I'm an assistant coach at Bridgewater State for basketball, women's basketball. I get one of my student athletes, one of my athletes, my girls' basketball players, to work on a new skill and they master that shit's successful. Yeah. And I'm not saying, like, this is y'all's career, but, like, this is fucking successful as fuck. This is your 100th fucking episode. Not your career, but this shit's fire. So, like, I don't know, I kind of wanted to tie it back to success to my career.
But nothing wrong with that.
But hold on, but we also need women's basketball players to succeed. You move mine.
Promotions and shit, they're learning a new skill in basketball. I'm like, yo, y'all are it. Like, I know there's so many things that are outside of basketball that, you know, if you're in basketball only 4 years, so you get out of school and you get this internship, you land a job, you just learned about yourself, bro, that shit's successful as fuck. So, I mean, it's more than just being a basketball player, but especially if you're my basketball players, I'd be like, hey. Yeah.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Let me just rebuttal that, what Chanel just said, and you are completely correct. What I'm trying to say is your career doesn't define who you are. So what I'm trying to say is what Chanel's talking about is how she's empowering other people. That defines who you are. What you're doing is you're empowering other people to become successful. What I was saying with Dwayne Haskins is, sure, his quarterback career didn't go as he wanted, but he empowered a lot of black kids in the hood to become something. And that's what should have been talked about instead of all the knickknacks about his career. But what did he do within his career to be remembered? Because at the end of the day, we're all gonna leave this earth somehow, some way. What are we going to be remembered for? And we're not gonna be talking about the negatives or the pathway of your career, but what did you do within your career to inspire others?
So can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You've been asking me a lot of questions.
Oh, you asking me questions now.
Oh, he getting comfortable in the chair.
You feel me? I'm real comfortable. All right, so what do you want to be remembered for?
You know what's crazy?
I don't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about
it. But that ties into our next question that was coming up. But we didn't tell you this question was coming up. That's crazy.
Secrets.
We was literally going to talk about legacy. And anybody who's willing to come up and talk about it, what do they want their legacy to be? And I don't want the conversation legacy to veer off into when I'm dead and gone, this is what I want to be leave behind. Because, you know, I pray for health, wealth, and longevity for everybody in the building. So I'm not even going to bring it to a type of death type of thing. What do you want your legacy to be as you get older, you mature, different things? What do you want your legacy to be, or what do you want your legacy to look like? And I mean, if you want to answer, I know you kind of shifted it to Marv. Marv, if you're ready to answer, it's wide open. Go ahead.
I feel like my answer, thanks for the question. I feel like my answer changes all the time. Like we it's impossible to have one thing that you, for me, that you want to be remembered for. I remember one thing when I got out of school. Shout out to everyone who went to Bridgewater State. When I got... So when I got out of school, I remember even tweeting this. My goal was, I want to be in a position where all my friends are eating. And like, that's really what motivates me. Like every day, how can I put myself in a position? And at first it was my friends. I was like, okay, how do I put myself in a position to get my friends to eat? Then it's like, damn, how do I put myself in a position to get little kids that looked like me growing up to eat? And then I put myself in a situation where now I'm working with little kids that look like me and I'm trying to inspire them. So if my legacy should be, I hope to be someone who pushed the narrative for kids all around the world to be better. Somehow, some way, I motivated. If I could motivate one kid, like Tupac has this, my favorite quote of all time, I might not be able to change the world, but I hope to be able to change the mind of one kid who can change the world. And I believe in that quote so much, and I hope that that could be my legacy. It's like, all right, he pushed these people that looked like him to be better.
Same question.
That's a tough one. I don't know. It's a lot to take in. I don't know. But how would you iterate the question? How would you iterate the question?
Say again.
He turned it to me.
I'm asking you.
Dag, bro, was a rip.
I want to hear what you said.
I mean, I can't lie. And this is another reason why Marv and I are brothers for a long time. A lot of the things Marv said is huge, you know. I've been blessed to be in a position where I get a chance to educate young children who look like me. And I never thought I'd be in that position, if I'm being honest, where I would be able to have conversations with young boys and girls who grew up in the city like I did about life and how they can maneuver life and reach different goals and passions. So similar to what Marv said in terms of how I view my legacy, I want to try my best to inspire. And I'm not perfect by any means. I don't see myself as being perfect by any means. But if I can help, you know, navigate young minds in the right direction, that's huge for me. You know, we live in a world, we live in a society where, you know, minds can be influenced to go one way and do one thing, can be influenced to do another thing, but if my voice is powerful enough where a child will sit and listen to what I have to say and look me in my eyes and say, yeah, I understand what you mean, that's huge to me. So I'll take that as a win. From the littlest kids to are learning to run and to walk, to the older kids who are learning what it is to be a teenager and navigate that lifestyle. Like, I'll share my life experiences and things I've been through and help and hope that helps them in their journey and their path. So I definitely agree with what Marv had to say in terms of leaving something like that behind. You ready, H? Again, as H prepares to answer, the mic is open to anybody else. Come on up.
Marv, come on.
Yeah. How you gonna talk if you don't get up?
Sheesh.
No, they wanna see you and hear you up here, Marie. Come on up. Where's the mic?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you. This is so uncomfortable. So I guess I was inspired by both Mike and Marvin, who I have been friends with since Bridgewater. I'm very blessed to be a part of this friend group. But I'm also an educator. I teach sixth grade English. And I guess I was inspired by you guys talking and just thinking about, like, me being a young Black woman, being able to stand in front of 100 plus students every single day and just show them that, like, you can do it. Like, I believe in you. And people like you that look like us can be successful. And, like, that's success to me. And being able to stand as a role model and, you know, look these kids in the face and be like, I believe in you. I love you. Like, we got this. So, yeah, I think I find the successes in the everyday triumphs. And anyone who's an educator knows that it's not all wins. You don't leave there every day feeling like you did something. But when you have those moments of reaching through or breaking through, like, that just makes every single thing worth it. And I'm just, you know, happy to be a part of that. And when I think of legacy, I think of, you know, the kids who are like, yo, I can't wait till you get my little brother, my little sister. Like, they're going to love you. Like, we've already talked about you. Like, the elementary kids know about you. Like, that's inspiring to me. And me being able to be that person in somebody's life, just for somebody, for anybody.
Beautiful. We'll take one more unless H, you ready to.
I'm ready.
Let's get it, bro.
I'm ready. So I live by this motto. It's simple. It's be great, right? So if you follow me on Instagram, I know a whole bunch of you just follow me right now. So tomorrow morning, you'll probably see a post that'll say, be great. Every single morning, I tell myself the simple two words, be great. And what that simply means is, in everything you do, whatever you do, whatever, you know, roles you encounter, anything your goal is set for the day, my goal is to be great in it. So whether it's DJing, whether it's car detailing, whether it's connecting with my brothers, whether it's linking up with my sisters, I want to try to be great in whatever avenue I do. So to be great, you got to eat. Feel me? To be great, you got to eat. And eat simply means your best ability in whatever you're doing. So I try to maximize my efforts in whatever I do, whether it's turning up with you guys tonight, whether it's wake up in the morning and scheme on the next event we're doing. It's just try to be great in every avenue I do. And that's what I'm trying to do as far as my legacy. I want to just be great, whether it's, you know, something that I categorize as doing some type of level. You guys may not think that, you guys may think it's, you know what I mean? So it's a high level, but I try to push myself some more to, you know what I mean, reach an even more competitive level with myself. So, you know, a matter of just being great, being, performing at the highest level, whatever I do, whether it's, you know, this level or that level, or just try to do the highest by mixing.
That's dope, man. That's, yo, that's a dope ass, dope answer. Be great. If you're having a good time tonight, can you please make some noise?
One time.
This has been amazing. I'm loving the conversation, the fruitful conversation that, you know, Black people can come together and just talk about real shit. We are ending, closing, we're getting close to the end here of the podcast. So I just want to open up the floor to everyone on stage right now. Just final thoughts on how you're feeling, what the outlook of this year is going to be for you and such.
Everybody look at me, that's crazy. how I'm feeling, whoa. I really can't believe, you know, when Marv and I and Earth kind of got started down this avenue of radio shows, podcasts, I never envisioned that it would look anything like this. And we sitting in a room right now celebrating 100 episodes of our podcast. Eric, you mind if I say a little teaser? A little something?
A little something.
As long as I could say some after.
This is what I'm talking
about. Double M Media movie?
They want a Canada movie, I'll tell you. My fault. Double M has 100 episodes celebrated here. I never thought we'd be here. I never thought myself, Mies, and Earth, we got a little special thing coming up in May, I believe the 27th, a little teaser, Minutes to Midnight, returning with a live audience as well. Be on the lookout for that if anybody remember those days. But I never thought it'd be anything like this. I thought we were just three young guys trying to have some fun doing some radio shows and some podcasts and just want to play music and just want to talk about sports. And it got bigger than sports. It turned into talking about the culture and doing arts and different things. It got bigger than I dreamed of back in 2012 when I got together with these two young men, or older men. Y'all young men. We all still young. Whatever you want to call it. But yeah, this is a great feeling to me. I'm one person who I'm in the moment, and in the moment right now, this is beautiful, and words can't express how thankful I am for H to be up here as a guest for us. Words can't express how I look out and see everybody here who is just rocking with us, doing this celebration, doing this podcast. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to us. Like, this is huge. And all I can really say is thank you, thank you, thank you, as we continue to push forward with Double M and the different things that we're doing. It means a lot. I'm very appreciative, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for not only us and Double M, but my brother Irk and everything he's doing, and everybody who came up to the stage who shouted out their different moves that they're making. I can't wait to see what the future holds for everybody. So I'm grateful. I'm thankful, man. I'm blessed. This is amazing.
H, we'll let you get the last word. You the special guest. I remember back in 2012, man. I think about the story all the time. It was Mike, Irk, and I. We got our first. It was the first day we did a radio show, and it was on Sundays. So on Sundays at like noon, we had our Double M Sports, and then at night we had Minutes to Midnight, the R&B show, and then we had some dude call in, like randomly during the sports show. And he was like, yo, I like how you guys sound. You guys have a really good voice. Yo, keep it up. I like the way you guys are talking about sports. Like, oh, wow, our first show. Like, dude called in? That's crazy.
Didn't even know the phone worked, bro.
Next thing you know, we fast forward. We don't even thinking about it. We go do our R&B show later that night at 11. We're playing the tunes, everything like that. It's our first show. We're excited. And then we get a call again. It's that same dude. And he's like, Yo, I love the vibes that you guys are doing. Da da da. Are you guys 21? At the time, Irk and I were 19, and Mike was 21. And so he was like, "Yo, I want you guys to DJ at my bar. Like, you guys are so dope. Come down, DJ at my bar. It's gonna be crazy." And we're like, "Okay, yeah, cool." Once we hanged up, we lost our shit. We ran across the whole
down the hallway.
Ran across the running, screaming like, oh shit, we're DJing at a bar, bro. Like, this is crazy. Me and Irk never like mixed nothing in our lives. We were like, oh, this is crazy. I never forget that moment, because that was like, oh, we might be able to do something. Like, what made that dude just call us and say, hey, our first time talking on radio, like, what made him do that and say, hey, I want you guys to be a part of something? That always meant something to me, because it wasn't by accident. It wasn't by accident that we met. And I remember around that same time, these are two things I never forget. Around that same time, because we were still getting to know Mike. Mike came in a little after knowing Irk and I.
Y'all surely brought me in.
In that same time, y'all remember, y'all remember, what's that drink called? Hulk?
Stop.
Incredible Hulk?
Incredible Hulk. What was that? It's Henny and Hypnotic? So, oh, y'all remember that dream.
They said, oh, yeah.
Yo, so it was me, Jamal, and Mike. We were all in my dorm, and we were drinking Incredible Hulk. It's probably the first time I ever had Incredible Hulk. We got blasted, but it was the first time we had to sit down and just talked about life, talked about our goals, talked about our families, talked about like what we're trying to do with our lives. And I never forget it. And it was like, nah, these dudes are going to be my brothers, and we're really going to do something. And like, that day was crazy. I remember crying that day.
Yeah, that was an emotional crying. Day. Like, that was an emotional
just
day.
Just talking about that. I probably never had a conversation like that ever again in my life, to be honest. It's probably the first time I had that conversation. I don't know when the next time I will, but I just like, wow. this shit is real. And from then we just took off. And those are two memories that always stick to me. So when I see this, it's like, wow, that shit started in 2012 in that room drinking Incredible Hulk.
H, brother. How you feeling, guy?
I feel great, bro, by the way. But to be in a room like this, this is amazing. Like I have done plenty of events. I've done a lot of parties. I've done a lot of, you know what I mean, different social gatherings. But to be in a room like this where it's like I don't know y'all, but I feel like I know y'all. I feel like we are vibing tonight. I feel like, you know, we're having a great time. I feel like we're going to have an even better time in a couple minutes. You know what I mean? But to be in a vibe like this where it's a community type of vibe and, like, y'all show love and y'all are all working towards a goal and y'all are all succeeding and pushing each other. You know what I mean? So to see this lets me know I'm going to see you guys again, like, really soon. You know what I mean? Like, constantly. Like, it's gonna be a consistent flow of pushing each other and trying to be better. And I love that. And first off, I want to say the reason why I'm here is because of Double M, because the 100th episode, because someone else besides myself wanted to push as hard as I am to be at a level that people admire, people that want to pull up, people that want to pay to come see. And it's admirable. So I sincerely thank Marv and thank Mike for having me here, for letting me come and enjoy the space.
Oh.
And enjoy letting me turn up with y'all.
What Chris Rock's a whole Richie.
WWE.
It's the Oscars, bro. Don't walk up to me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Yo, if you're having a good time tonight, can I hear you say yeah? Yo, I had to come up here.
Finally.
Marv.
Finally.
Mike, these my brothers, man. I only have sisters, but these is my brothers, man. I love them to death. I'm really happy to see them grow. This is great. We've done shows since 2012, radio, Minutes to Midnight, Double M. I usually was sleeping in the back of Double M. I was a lightweight back in the days. They did it Sunday mornings, afternoons. I was asleep. But I was there, and I was supporting them, and I'm here, and I'm supporting them, and I will always be here and supporting them because they're always here and supporting me. And they talked about legacy. And with legacy, I just really want to see, like Marv said, like Mike said, you know, I'm an educator. Mer came up here. She's an educator. I know Marv out here. He's a mentor. He's an educator. Mike out here. He's an educator. You know, I feel like it's my duty. It's our duty to kind of lead the next future. Because when I'm like 50, 60, I need to have a solid, you know, black doctor. And those are the students that I'm talking, those are my students right now. So, like, I gotta make sure somebody's taking care of me when I'm a little bit older. So I gotta make sure these kids is doing right. And thinking about legacy, I just really wanna make sure that I leave a mark on this world of saying that, you know, he worked, he tried his hardest in connecting it with, you know, your job and professional aspect. We all have professional goals. We all have monetary goals. It's a fact, and that's tied with what we do as a profession. So that's equated with success. And these guys, I'm happy to call y'all my brothers. We've roommates. We haven't officially been roommates, but we've been roommates. We was roommates. So I just want to say, fellas, thank you for this great event. Everybody, I hope you guys enjoyed, you know, this conversation. I sure did. I was hesitant to talk,
but the Patron finally hit. So I know there was a lot of people in here that definitely want to say something that didn't. So hopefully next time around, you know, you have the confidence to come up here. Hopefully, you know, they do this again. Maybe not every 100th episode. I like to see this a little bit more often. If you like to see this a little bit more often, can you say your?
Yeah, please.
And with that, thank you guys. This is Double M Live, 100th episode with DJ H, Mike Nine. I'm DJ Means. We are signing off.
Appreciate y'all. Guys.
We love y'all. Thank you.
It's time to turn up. Let's get it. Mexico.